For Norm Coleman, questions about welfare missed the whole point of his candidacy. Under a Norm Coleman administration, he says, Minnesota won't need welfare.
We'll have jobs. People ask me, Mayor, what are you doing for kids? Say, one of the best things to do for kids, make sure mom and dad has an opportunity to work.
Large numbers of former welfare recipients are already moving into jobs now, and Norm Coleman says he'll make sure that trend continues by lowering taxes and stimulating growth in the private sector. But he also acknowledges the costs associated with moving so many people back into the workforce.
There are some challenges that have to be met. Child care, education is an example. But where I would differ, I'm sure, from some of my folks in the other political party, is I think their presumption would be to create a new child care program, a new department of child care.
Coleman says instead of creating new programs to provide services like child care, he'd put more money into people's pockets and have them find those services for themselves.
Every time Democrats talk about programs, Norm Coleman, what I do is I talk about tax credits. I talk about giving parents the choices, letting them use their economic power.
Coleman says tax credits would allow former welfare recipients and other low-income Minnesotans to put their kids in the daycare of their choice, including church-run daycare. He says he'd also expand tax credits for education, which Governor Carlson promoted last year, making it easier for welfare recipients to pay for job retraining. But despite his optimism that the expanding economy will eliminate the need for old-fashioned welfare, Coleman acknowledges that the state will probably always have to send checks to a handful of people, especially if and when the economy slows down. But he says that kind of help for extreme cases is very different from the system the state has had for the last few decades.
Now, you think about a safety net. You think about somebody on the high wire of the circus, and they fall off the wire, they hit the net, and they bounce back on their feet. That's what welfare should be about. And instead, what we've done, and it's been a Democrat philosophy, Democrat DFL philosophy, is we've created webs. You fall off it and you get stuck in cycles of dependency and you never get out.
Coleman says those people whose benefits run out and who still can't support themselves should get help from the state. But he says when they get that help, they should find strings attached.
We should be very, very, very aggressive in making sure that people work for the benefits that they get.
Last year's welfare reform law gives recipients a total of 5 years to become self-sufficient. After that, they're supposed to be cut off. For the first groups of welfare recipients, that deadline is July 2002, 3.5 years into the Coleman administration, if he wins. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.